on the regular, so you know.
Oh, I love that effect. Samir mit On the Regular auf Flux FM am Montagnachmittag. Heute Abend spielt Samir im schönen Privatclub. Und schon jetzt bereiten wir zwei beiden euch auf eben jenes Konzert am Abend vor. Wir quatschen noch ein bisschen über die Debütplatte Ratchet, die ja bereits im Mai erschienen ist, und all die großartigen Dinge, die seit der Veröffentlichung passiert sind. Wir sprechen über die Mutter von Samir, Mama Bailey. Die war nämlich durchaus an der Entstehung der ersten Samir-Platten mitschuldig. Wir reden außerdem über das Ignorieren von Geschlechterrollen bzw. Kunst ohne Gender und vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber heißt es jetzt und hier nochmal Hello and welcome, Samir.
Hi.
How are you doing today? Day.
I'm pretty good.
Cool. Where are you coming from, actually? Are you on tour right now? Or?
Yeah, I'm on tour. I just came from...
What's the name of that city again?
I'm like everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, you
Oh, I came... I just came from Brussels.
Oh, okay. That's nice. So you played a show there and that's been... Okay.
Yeah, the Pukopop.
Oh, cool. Yeah. That's cool. I mean, the summer must be the summer of your life anyway, right? The album came out in May, and now you're touring all over the world. And everywhere, it seems like everywhere you go, people are falling in love with you instantly, and they love your music. It must be great to tour around like that.
I don't know if they do, but I like to think so.
Have you? Is it still kind of surreal to you, or have you adapted to the situation by now?
It's a bit of both. I'm like in the middle.
Yeah, I can totally understand that. And you've already spent a few days in Austin, Texas this year to play South by Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
How's that been?
That was great. I really loved the NPR showcase. That was really fun because I got to open for Courtney Barnett. And
That's where you met her. South by Southwest.
That's where I first met her, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Fun.
Yeah, Courtney Barnett is a fun person too, I think so. What I love about your music, what everybody loves about your music, is the way that you use your voice as an instrument. You can go way up high with your voice. You have a pretty high voice.
Yeah.
When did you realize that you can use your voice as an instrument like that? When did you realize that?
I've always sung. I've always been a singer.
Uh-huh.
I just think the shocking part was... I always sang since, before puberty, since I was, a young child, 8 years old. I think just the most shocking part is that, my voice has really never dropped. And it kind of just stayed the same pitch my whole life.
So when some other people around you had deeper voices already, did you wait for your voice to drop, actually, or?
Yeah, I was like, is it ever going to happen? And it never did, but... And it was frustrating at first, just definitely trying to sing in the men's choir and everything, they wouldn't let me because, it sounded like a girl in the men's choir and everything. So that's when I started to just break off and realize that if I want to do music, I kind of have to do it on my own terms.
Yeah, yeah. And you once said in an interview that you have to show stuff that you're, or you have to show... The imperfections on your sleeve. That's something that I really like about you.
Exactly. And something that used to make me insecure here and there is something that stands out to a lot of people and a lot of people like. So.
And now you have a super unique voice and everybody goes like that. Samir. I can totally tell it from three sentences in a verse or something. I'll be like, that's Samir, that's cool. What I like about you and your positions as well is that you do describe yourself as a genderless person. You told in an interview that you've never felt close to a certain gender. You've always felt like a genderless person, never felt like a boy or a girl, just like a human being. And that's something that I really like, and that's something that represents the future, I think, from my perspective, because I think we're gonna be surrounded by more and more people who refuse to go into certain gender directions. And I really
I don't think it's so much the future. I think that's how it's always been. It's just we're not conditioning. We're trying not to condition people like that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up when you're young, I'm sure a lot of children feel, when they're younger, they don't really understand the concept of boy and girl until they're taught it.
Yeah.
And then, as I got older and as I grew up, I would get from people just walking down the street or in public, either they call me ma'am or sir or young man, or just it was always 50-50 for me. So it wasn't even so much how I saw myself or how I viewed myself.
Yeah.
It was so much just how the world see me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think it's a result of how one has been raised, kind of, right?
Because, oh, yeah, totally.
Because back in the days, the girls were raised to be girls and boys were raised to be boys. Mm-hmm. And if you refused, you were kind of like a sick person and people were like, no, that's wrong.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great thing of nowadays, that people can find their own niche between genders. Yeah. But I think that it confuses people. When a guy like you comes up and says, look, I'm the guy who doesn't care about gender boundaries anymore.
Yeah.
And I think they're afraid because you are a future, kind of. You know what I'm saying?
I hope people aren't afraid. I just hope that they, I don't know, just like notice and try to, you know, rethink their old ideals.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that would be great, actually, if that happened. Let's listen to another song of yours. Then we talk a bit more, and then you're going to play us a live version of In for the Kill. And then we're going to give away tickets as well for tonight's show.
Oh, are we? Cool.
Yeah. I mean, what else can we do? Sounds like a plan. Show me here nochmal mit Call It Off. Shamia mit Call It Off, Flux FM am Montagnachmittag. Heute Abend spielt Shamia mit Band, glaube ich, im Privatclub. You brought the band for tonight's show, or are you doing it solo, or is this something in between?
Band,
Oh, sounds good to me. Mm-hmm. I've read today that your mom kind of forced you to keep playing music. You were already thinking about stopping it all and moving to a farm?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I know that that's so stupid of me, but after high school, that felt like, I don't know, that felt like the end of me, like, trying to do music as a career, even though that was so stupid. I was, like, so young. But I had done music since I was, like, 12. And so I was like, okay, I'm completely content with, you know, just doing music as a hobby. My mom was like, you know, just, and I was like gonna go to school or whatever, and my mom was like, just take like a break here, and you can stay with me and just like just work on some music. That music was the music that you hear now.
Yeah, that's so cool. I mean, how thankful are you? You must be so thankful to your mother, because I mean, what if she was like, yeah, we need the extra money, you go find a job, son.
That's the weird thing. Like, my mom's like the most unorthodox parent. Period. So, it wasn't too shocking for me. But I'm like, why can't you be a normal mother?
I mean, come on, there's advantages and disadvantages
always,
to everything, right?
Always.
A normal mother has advantages, but in a situation like yours, it's better to have an unorthodox mama.
Yeah, totally.
I think it's cool. how important was being in and around Las Vegas for the sounds that you've invented and for the music that you've invented? Because I've read that you kind of felt like an alien kind of in that area, and it would have been different in Los Angeles or New York City maybe, where more people are into music and more people are trying to find their own way, artistic way. Do you think it was important for you to come from there, or it wasn't important for the record?
I think it was important in a way for me not to kind of like get caught up in scenes or like genres, because what I've noticed like in LA and in New York, where it is like a hot spot for music, a lot of musicians kind of get caught in a scene.
Yeah.
They kind of like feel like there's a certain crowd that they have to kind of like entertain. But coming from Vegas, where there aren't really any scenes or anything,
no,
I kind of felt free to kind of do whatever type of music that I want to do.
Yeah.
And like mesh different sounds and genres together, and like not really
That's cool.
thought about it. So
it was important.
Yeah.
One interviewer or one journalist wrote that Las Vegas actually is the place where music is going to die, you know, because all the old schoolers, they're singing their songs one more time in one of those big hotels and casinos. But you're the opposite. You're bringing music to life from Las Vegas. I like that. I like that quote, actually.
That's so funny. I never thought about it like that, but like, oh my God, it is just kind of like the musical graveyard where people kind of have like their last hurrah.
Sure. And you started from there. That's something new. So are you going to stay in and around Las Vegas, or are you thinking about moving someplace else? I mean, many musicians actually move to Berlin because it's a bit cheaper and still.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on the road, so I've just like been everywhere in general. I don't even know the next time I'm going to have like a few months off. So I guess I'll just decide that when that comes around. But as for now, I'm just everywhere.
You concentrate on touring and making the record even more successful, and then let people know that you're that you're playing right now.
I'd always visit Vegas anytime I have free time, though.
They are cool. So you brought an acoustic guitar, but you didn't bring your... No. We gave you one.
Yeah,
so
you thank can... you. I miss playing guitar because I don't bring it on tour, and I'm like, ugh.
Ah, okay. So when you're on tour, you're just doing the front man business.
Yeah.
Let the band play and do a little dancing and all the singing. Cool.
I try to steal the piano from my keyboardist, like during the night if I have time.
Okay, yeah, cool. That sounds good to me. So you're going to play us a song that's going to be the next single.
Yeah.
In For The Kill. Mm-hmm. You've already shot the video.
Yeah, and it's amazing.
And where did you shoot it?
In New York. I've shot all my videos in New York except for, I didn't shoot Darker in New York. I've shot Darker and Call It Off both in California.
Oh, yeah.
But on the regular, and this one's from
New
York.
Cool. Yeah. So we're going to look out for that, and I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show. I'm going to give away tickets for your show after your live performance.
Yay!
Shamir mit In For The Kill live auf Lux FM. Applause for Shamir. Thank you for that beautiful performance In For The Kill in an acoustic version. I love that. It's nice. So what can people expect from tonight's show? Full band, right?
Full band.
Genderless sexiness, kind of.
Very sexy band.
And gospel for the godless.
Okay, yeah, sure.
I mean, that would be the way I describe your music. It's kind of like gospel for the godless.
I love that description.
Well, so see, that's another good day for me then. Shamir, thank you for coming. Und wer heute Abend hingehen möchte in den Privatclub zu Shamir aufs Konzert, der kann mich jetzt anrufen. Die Telefonnummer für die Freikarten lautet 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer. Zum Glück, Shamir spielt im Privatclub. Do you know when you're going to come back for people who... don't have a chance to visit your show tonight? Are you going to come back in fall maybe or something?
I don't know, but I hope so. Soon. Yeah. I love Berlin. I've been, this is like my third or fourth time I've been on here. Yeah.
And I think Berlin is loving you back, and it's going to love you back even more the more you come. So so think about visiting us for one more time. Shamir.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.